wanted to invite you on. Okay, I'm sorry just to skip over you here and just go on to it. I'm looking at the agenda here in Southern Oregon of burning and flooding the area with smoke, and I'm looking on the front page of the Meatless Taco Mail Tribune, and we have the headline. It says, "We can't burn fast enough to get ahead of the issue. Ashland wants smoke-ruled exemptions to do more prescribed burns, but Jackson County commissioners and state have to approve the request." So essentially, we're having the collaboratives that say that they want to have an exception to the smoke ordinance that the county commissioners ended up putting in, which, by the way, was for the health and safety of the county residents, was it not, if I recall correctly?
Well, exactly right, Bill, and they want an exemption to that rule, and they want to produce more smoke, more particulate, more, they want to burn more because that's the ease of which they can actually. You should see, I sent you an email a little bit ago. You know, you're welcome to share that. Do share the links on there. Show, let people start reading and understanding. This proposal, I had found it at one point, read it. It was, 30 pages, 40 pages, somewhere in there. But the reality is they put together this proposal. They make it sound magical. They do all of this. The reality is they want to add more smoke to the air. Now, Ashland just received, I think it's a $110,000 grant to buy air purifiers for people. Well, Ashland gets the air purifiers.
Mm-hmm.
Who else does? Who else got the air purifiers?
I don't know off the top of my head. No. The point being is that
What
used to happen, though, we used to have our forests cleaned by the logging industry, and we actually used to make money.
Exactly right.
We used to make money for the economy. The counties made money off of, the royalties on timber, especially on, the O&C lands, and everybody was working. And now what we're supposed to do, the model is that we bill the taxpayers a few million dollars and we hand them off to collaboratives that go off and, okay, they'll make nice piles and then they just want to burn it and then put it in our lungs. And yet many of these same organizations, and I don't want to make politics out of everything, but a lot of this comes from the left, as far as I can tell, Ed. And these are the same leftists that are saying you shouldn't have a wood stove because of PM2.5. But it's okay if we have wood smoke. It's also okay if we have wildfire smoke because when the fire is burning, the forest is being restored, according to some of these people. And I'll bet a lot of the same people are involved with yanking the dams out on the Klamath. So I'm a little confused about this agenda, okay?
Every point you hit is spot on, Bill. And the reality to it is, I sit back and I look at it. You can't heat your home with an old wood stove, but they can burn the forest, burn piles, burn whatever they want, and put that particulate in the air. They've done nothing to literally reduce, and then they want to increase the amount of particulate in the air.
All right. So how about if a collaborative takes $1 million or $2 million? That if they can't burn it in a nice time in which the smoke's going to go away without drifting around and hang out in the valley, how about just put it up on a truck and take it to biomass? How about that?
That's what I look at. There's a solution to it, though. Bill, we are faced with an entire program always coming against us, and this is another consensus-based approval process.
Okay, how is it a consensus-based approval?
They enacted this whole thing with the approval going in front of the commissioners, with 90 people basically responding to a survey. 90.
Oh, so this ends up being that faked up public input, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
90 people supposedly speaking for 250,000 people in Southern Oregon.
That's right. And this is the thing that goes on. Now, I understand they have to do something, but they were the people who brought the problem to us by the response to the logging issues long ago. They demanded that we no longer make a profit from the forest, but now they realize they have to do the same job, but they have to somehow do it with our approval.
Uh-huh.
The reality to it is, as we move ahead, as we understand it all, they're trying to infringe upon our right to breathe clean air. And the reality is they're getting paid for it. And the second reality is what we have to do is understand. And I would implore people to make a comment to the county commission. Somehow write, email, do whatever you have to do, but talk your heart on how you feel about this, that they should not have an exemption to produce more particulate. Let them work like the people used to work in the forest. Let them cart the byproduct to biomass. Let them do whatever they have to do. But the reality is those impositions of standards for air quality are set. They're there, and they should live within them.
And see, that's just it. I'm taking a page here from the Rules for Radicals, you know, the Sal Alinsky. You make those people live their principles. They're the ones that are always talking about, we don't burn wood stoves. We're not allowed to have a diesel vehicle because diesel's carbon. But it's okay if we end up burning controlled burns and all the rest of it and putting tons and loads of particulates in the middle of the winter with partial inversion times, you know? I mean, seriously, Ed.
Bill, I'm going to go to the recent tragedies that we've had, okay? And this is the way that I do it. The entire program brought forth a conservation strategy, okay, of saving water for future generations by putting a pipeline through Talent Ashland Phoenix. Okay, it's called the TAP project.
That's the TAP with 4,000 gallons per minute limitation, right?
4,000 gallons, Bill, is what it had. Now, each fire hydrant can use 1,000 gallons a minute. You don't have to be a mathematical genius at all to sit back and understand that they only had the capability of using 4 fire hydrants.
And now we ended up having the Alameda fire and everything else going on. Think of the millions of tons of carbon and toxins that was unleashed.
All of it, Bill. I mean, every bit of this. This is absolutely an absurdity. But that's done under the guidelines of sustainable development. We have to plan for the future. Well, what future is there? What peace and enjoyment did the current property owners have in their property in the relative safety that we had for years, generations? I mean, we've lived with these conditions in Southern Oregon. I've experienced high winds before. I've experienced dry weather before. I've experienced triple-digit temperatures before. It's not a result of climate change. You needed a source of ignition. You needed something to do this. Now you have people that want to burn it during the wintertime. They want to burn it in the summertime. Now they want to burn it in the wintertime. Oh, we have to burn, burn, burn. We cannot make a profit from the forest. We can't. And that's what the theory is that they're teaching at universities. That's how they come out of these schools. Oh, you can't make a profit from the forest.
Yeah, instead we're supposed to burn the forest and bill the taxpayers, and that's supposed to be sustainable. And it absolutely is not, Mr. X.
You're not only billing the taxpayers, Bill. You're harming the taxpayers. Long-term lung problems, long-term degenerative illnesses that are going to be happening and manifesting themselves over years. I got an email from Bill Simpson. There was an article that, you know, how the smoke particulate can carry, you know, bacteria and viruses, harmful things. So you start thinking about this. It is solid particulate. We're breathing it. This is an industrial process. That's what it all comes down to. It's an industrial process. Why should they be exempt?
And that's the way I look at it, too. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to send a comment to the county. I do not want them to grant Ashland their exemption. It's time to live the principles which are demanded for everybody else. And, you know, if it's bad for your health, it's bad for your health, even if you're supposedly doing it. And by the way, these people that are demanding that the dams be pulled out of the Klamath, I guess they want the city of Ashland to burn next time that there ends up being a massive wildfire and there's nothing to dip in, you know, assuming that Emigrant Lake gets as low as it did this summer. You can't have it both ways, Ed. You just can't.
You cannot. You cannot, Bill. And people, we need to take the stand of understanding that and start vocalizing, start every aspect of communication with our elected officials. We live in a representative republic. We need to establish a contact and literally talk to your commissioners, email your commissioners, tell them what you want them to do, because that's the way that it's supposed to be. If you're quiet about it and you just sit back.
Yeah, well, once again, as we've always said, your silence is your consent. All right, and I know the Mail Tribune editorial, right, which is also in today's paper, smoke exemption is a reasonable request. No, it's not. You know, you're getting money to clean the forest up. You're going to have to do it mechanically, because if you're talking about protecting the health and safety and welfare of the community, you got to live under the same rules. That's the way I look at it, Mr.
That's X. Exactly right. Well, if you're going to protect the health, safety, and welfare, then protect the health, safety, and welfare. Don't put particulate in the air. The air is the thing besides water is what we need.
They All right.
Argue against impounded water. They want to argue for polluted air. It's absolutely an absurdity.
Mr. X, I appreciate the take. I knew you would have an interesting comment on it, too. Thanks for having joined the show. All right?
All right, Bill.
Be well, my friend. 755 at KMED and KCMD.